This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So far, B'siyata D'Shmaya, this year our Friday shir has been on the Haftaras, and we've made it this far. B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're already up to the end of Bamidbar, so I'm not going to be here next week. We can't break the streak, you know. We have to at least 1 year go through something on each Haftarah. So we have here the Sefer Chazon David that my friend Rabbi Yaakov Ganjian gave me. Here he brings that, what's the connection between the Haftarah of Pinchas and the Parsha? Very obvious. The Sefer Melachim speaks about Eliyahu, and we know Pinchas who? Eliyahu. By the way, there's a very interesting chida. The chida says, why do Chazal always say Pinchas who? Eliyahu? It should say, one second, who came first? Pinchas came first. So we should say Pinchas is Eliyahu. We haven't met Eliyahu. Say, you know who Eliyahu is? Eliyahu is Pinchas. So he brings a medrash that Eliyahu is already Meshamesh Lamala. He already served God in the heavens well before Pinchas ever came to the scene. So we say, you know who Pinchas is? It's really Pinchas is Eliyahu. Okay. So we have an interesting pasuk. Vayaged Achav Le'Izabel. Achav, who was not a good king, told his Rashanta wife, Izabel, Eiz Kol Asher Os Eliyahu, everything Eliyahu did. And how the Nevi'ah, he killed all the prophets by the sword. So basically, if you were to hear, right, imagine you were Izavah for a moment, and you heard that Eliyahu gathered all the prophets of the Baal on the mountain, and he made a thunder and lightning show, and he put them all to shame, and the fire came down and consumed his offering, and Eliyahu killed all the Nevi'ah HaBaal. What would you then think of Eliyahu? Would you be scared of him? You should be scared of the living daylights from Eliyahu. So when Izabel hears this, she sends word to Eliyahu, tomorrow you're a dead man. I don't understand. Right now, she just heard word that Eliyahu put all her prophets to shame. He killed everyone. He made a thunder and lightning, you know, laser show on Har HaKarmel. He poured water all over the place and a fire still came down. So you should be scared of him. No, it only rates Tehran more. Why? Why would that be? So the Chida explains as follows. He says, the Kavana could be that, you know what Achav was telling Yezebel? Okay, we know what Eliyahu did. But at the end of the day, you think God is pleased with him? You know what he had to do? He had to be Makriv Karbonos. Where was he Makriv Karbonos? On Har HaKarmel. You're allowed to be Makriv Karbonos there?
Nope.
No. So how did Eliyahu do it? It was a Hirasha, right? From here we see that a Navi as a Hirasha is allowed to violate the Torah, right? If somebody sees a Navi eating pork, is the Navi Chayv Misa? No, not if he did it one time and he said God told him to do it as a Hirasha. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi did on Har HaKarmel. So what Achav is telling Izabel, Achav is reitzin on Izabel. Izabel, Eliyahu was Mevatel the Torah. He was Makriv Karbonis B'chutz. He was Makriv B'shas Isra Abomois. Also, another thing. What is the punishment of somebody who prophesies in the name of Avodah Zarah falsely? What's the punishment?
Misa.
We got the Misa part. What kind of Misa? Chanak. Chanak, choking. And how did Eliyahu kill the Nevi'ei HaBaal? He took a rope and he choked them? He killed them by the sword. Wait a second. Who's allowed to kill somebody by the sword? A melech. A melech kills b'cherev. So he did two things wrong. First of all, he brought karbanos b'shas iser b'mais. Number two, according to the din Torah, they're chayiv chenek. And instead of administering chenek, what did he do? He administered cherev. So he's a murid b'malchus. He thinks he's a melech. Now we could get him. Number one, he violates the Torah. Number two, he administers the wrong misa. So Izabel sends word to Eliyahu. Okay, so we have a very interesting thing here. Vatishlach Izabel malach. Izabel sends an angel, not an angel.
A messenger.
Not malach mam, right? Not malach mamish. A messenger, Eliyahu leimar, ko ya'asun elekem v'cho yosifun. So shall God do, and so shall he continue to do. Ki cha'es machar, this time tomorrow, asum es nafshecha k'nechet nefesh achas mehem. You're a dead man. Says the chida in the Nachal Sarek. He quotes in the name of the Be'er Yitzchak Ashkenazi that Lekavod Eliyahu, Lekavod Eliyahu Zochor Latov, a Malach of God came and he appeared like one of the Masharsim, And she sent through him to say, Koi Yosifun, in other words, in the honor of Eliyahu, an angel appeared. He says the Chida, based on this, we could answer a very big question. Why was Eliyahu Navi worried about what Izebel said? Because what did Eliyahu do when Izebel sent word, tomorrow you're a dead man?
He ran away.
Why should he run away? Why would he be scared of Izebel? He just knocked off hundreds of Nevi'i Abal. He just brought down fire from heaven. He just made the biggest, a laser show in history. Now Izebel says, tomorrow you're a dead man. Why would Eliyahu be afraid? And says the Chida, the truth is, I already addressed this question in the Sefer Tzavarei Shalal. And then I remember that this issue appears in the Zohar HaKadosh. Okay. But he says like this, V'ata ani oimer derach drash, kefi divrei harav hanisgar, de'efshar, that the key, since the Malach came, and the Malach appeared like the Mesharis of the Queen, and he came b'shlichos, right? The Chida started off by saying this messenger was a Malach, like we said, Malach HaMamish to begin with. It was a Malach. And the guise of the Mesharis of the King. And b'vada de k'moy rega ba'itz Eliyahu zachor l'tov. So he realized that this was the Ratzon of Hashem, that he should leave. So that's why the Pasuk says, Vayar, Vayakam, Ayilech, El Nafshoy. He saw that the Malach came suddenly to tell him about what happened. So he realized that this was the Ratzon of Hashem, that he should go and skedaddle. Okay, let's look in the next piece in the Chida, in the Tzavarei Shalah. Look at number 6. Vatishlach Izebel, Malach Eloyo Lemar, Koyasun Elohim, Vachoyo Sifun, Ki Kaes Machar, Asim Es Nafshecha, Kenefesh Achad Mehem, Vayar, Vayakum, Vayelech Al Nafshech. This is a great, astounding wonder. First of all, Izebel knew the power of Eliyahu. Eliyahu, by the way, previously swore there would not be rain unless he said so, and there was famine for 3 years. And he was well established that to be a Navi of Hashem. He killed all the Navi Abal. There was not one remnant. He brought down the fire from heaven. Everyone said Hashem Elohim. How does she have the audacity and maybe the stupidity to say, tomorrow you're a dead man? Maybe Eliyahu would say back, and the next minute, you're a dead lady. Where did she get so emboldened from? Also, why did Eliyahu have to leave? Because of Izebel. So the Chida says as follows. The first pshat was, he realized it was a malach, so he realized that was the ratzon of Hashem. Number 2, v'haposha b'zeh. Izebel knew that Avodah Zarah is empty, is meaningless. And if Eliyahu HaNavi would merely open up his mouth, he would make her disintegrate and she would no longer exist. But she knew one little trick. And that is, there's a rule by tzaddikim that they could do any miracle they want, but ein soimchen al hanes, they're not going to rely on a miracle. And they don't just bother God to do whatever they need to do. So she was very smart. She says, if I'm going to put him up against the wall, so he'll use his power against me and he'll kill me. But so she sent him a nice message saying, get out of here, run away. So now she's offering him the most available, blatant hishtadlus possible. Instead of him having to face her and confront her and making another lightning show, he'll run away. So she figured she would trap him into having to resort to regular pedestrian hishtadlus. And this way, v'zeh tarbiach revach gadol, because she knew that if the people say Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, and she knew the people said that, and Achav saw that, and if Eliyahu remains nearby, then everything is going to go down the drain, everyone's going to be makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including her husband. So her chachma was to say, Eliyahu, get out of here, run away, and this way the reports about Har HaKarmel will wane in the back mirror, and people will forget about it. But then he... Okay, so that's the Chida's other pshat here, his other approach, that it's not that Izebel didn't recognize Eliyahu, she knew exactly who he was, but she also knew that he would not want to have to rely on any miraculous intervention if he had an open avenue to be able to run away, and which Eliyahu did.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.